What you are most proud of about yourself is. What you are most proud of about yourself is what holds you back in life. This article was written OMG 10 years ago? We haven't again addressed these life suckers. Since we are working on Anchor to Doom and the actions necessary to live a life not determined by the doom, we probably will need to talk about these minor anchors. The topic of this article. These keep us stuck, suck our aliveness, curtail our successes, and make us inauthentic and pretending. So they are important. We'll use transformation to get unstuck. Transformation is caused by making the invisible visible. This is a theory in progress, so don't jump of joy just yet, you'll have to test this out. If you are like me, you are stuck on a certain level in life. Some would call it plateau, but it is a euphemism, a white lie, about a state of being stuck. When you and me analyze what causes the stuckedness, we always find some reason, and then we try to fix it. Look for solutions. Look for help, look for the magical, miraculous, energetic magic pill. Procrastination, anxiety, fear. Zap it, wish it away. Wrong beliefs, memories of the past, blah blah blah. What if the reason you are stuck in none of those? To me it seems to me that this is a myopic view, that the beliefs are a reaction to facts, failure. So let us look at what causes facts. Okay? I have been working on unstucking myself. And what I am finding is that I get stuck again after a few hopeful steps, again and again. I had a thought, why don't we stand it on its head and look at it this way, much easier than standing on your own head, especially when you are an out of shape 66-year-old, lol. But either way, getting a new view of what you are doing, yourself, is a mighty great idea. This is, by the way, I like my students doing the 5-question exercise, they get to see themselves through another person's eyes. For example, the student who has that as an assignment is now discovering that others are even more scared than he is. Now, how is that for a new perspective? Hey? Lol. So I looked at myself, and found something really disturbing. I am a Virgo, and that makes me a nitpicking, micro-organized person. In the big things I am messy, but in the details I am meticulous. I dot my I's and cross my T's kind of person. I was watching myself being more interested in that than getting the job done. In another word, I was doing what came easy to me, and that, at least in my specific incident, got me stuck in not winning, not moving forward. So, here's your assignment, if you are stuck, find the 3 things you think are the best about you, being a fast thinker, funny, diligent, a good person, a nice person, a helpful person, whatever they are for you. Then post them, anonymously if you wish, in the comments section. If I get 10 comments with their 3 best assets, I'll do a webinar for them and the cowardly ones that were afraid to post. To see what is the technology to get unstuck from the glue traps of your best characteristics. Okay? Now, make your list and post it.